You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is 6:04 a.m. How was everybody's weekend?
I'm depressed, Dave. Good.
Why are you depressed? Oh,
thank God.
Because Game of Thrones.
Oh, boy.
Is now over.
And we're going to have to wait probably over a year.
Dragon.
They're probably going to push this crap.
I think they're saying like 2019.
Yeah.
Like a year and a half.
Like, that's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being facetious?
No.
And it's only like, what, 6 episodes left?
6, 7. We don't know exactly, but yeah.
So you have to wait 2 years?
It's going to... They're pulling the Sopranos crap. And screw the Sopranos. Greatest show ever. For starting this model. It's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, where they just decided they're going to take, you know, a year in between the seasons. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why? Why drag it out for that long? Why take 17, 18 months to be able to complete a story?
Yeah. I mean, I get
it's a big production show, but plan better.
Yeah.
Just shoot them all at once.
Yes. Don't stop.
Put them on a hard drive that doesn't get hacked.
Stop making that, what was that stupid Kit Harington movie that was, that just bombed?
Pompeii.
Yeah. Yes. Don't make any more of those.
Would you say it exploded? Pompeii?
No. I mean,
volcano?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Get it? No? All right.
Of course, the other big story from the weekend on Saturday night was the fight of the century, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. You know, it was better than I expected.
That's what I've been hearing, yeah. That it was a pretty good fight.
The expectations were pretty low
but
going in.
And that's why.
You know what I really liked about this is that they showed true sportsmanship. Like, they weren't fighting afterward. There was no real beef between these two guys.
But
still.
There was no real animosity.
Conor did say that he couldn't read, which was the funniest thing.
Because all they were doing is talking trash to get more morons like us to buy the fight. Because they're going to laugh all the way to the bank.
I still like that.
Floyd's going to cash in $300 million. Conor's going to make $200 million. That's why people are like, why wasn't Conor upset? More upset when he lost.
No, that dude was like partying.
Because
afterward.
The moment the fight started and the moment the fight ended meant that there were no disqualifications. He's walking away with more money than he would have ever seen in his lifetime in the UFC. For one fight.
Here is the final moments of the fight.
Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the ropes, literally and figuratively. How is the notorious one still standing?
That's it.
And what a bad stoppage that was. And if you're going to have the fight of the century, as Mauro Ranallo was so eloquently putting it right there, you have to let him go out on his back.
Yeah, like he has to actually get knocked down.
There was a minute left in that fight. Let Floyd throw one more punch.
Not in that fight, in the round.
Well, yeah, in that round. Let him throw a couple more punches and put him down. And then call the fight right there.
Yeah.
But
like the second
letting him go
drops,
out standing is unreal.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And Connor said that too. He said the fight was stopped too early.
Let me try and get to the bell. And then if you're not happy at the bell, then you can maybe pull me. Do you know what I mean? But give me that... It's fatigue. It's like... It's not... I don't know what it is. It's like a mental thing or something. It happened in the Diaz 2 fight as well. I had a little stage in the third round. End of the second and end of the third. But then look what happened in the fourth. And then the fifth. I came back. I overcome it. So I would have liked him to get to that corner. If that was MMA, the ref wants to see our nose hanging off your face before he's even thinking of doing something like that. He's doing it a little bit early, we thought.
I could just listen to him talk forever.
And Floyd said that was for sure the last fight of his career.
This was my last fight tonight, ladies and gentlemen. My last fight.
That's for certain, no matter what's in front of you.
For sure. Tonight, I chose the right dance partner to dance with. Conor McGregor, you're a hell of a champion. And to the country of Ireland, we love you guys.
Shut up, Floyd.
Floyd knows what he's doing. It was all cooked. I mean,
100%.
It was fun. It was entertaining because, you know, on our very unofficial scorecards, Conor won 4 out of the first 5 rounds. However, if you see the actual judges' scorecards, you saw those, right?
The judging was unreal. The fact that there was a guy who gave, I forget which judge it was, who gave Conor only the first round.
Yeah.
Which, how could you give, possibly in the world, give Floyd the second round?
Or the third round. The fourth round, I think you can make an argument.
Could have gone either way.
Yeah. Fifth round, I gave to Conor as well.
I gave it to Floyd, but it was close.
Yeah,
it was close.
It started to even out a little bit.
But Floyd knew exactly what he was doing in this fight. You know, everybody's like, well, this was a fight that we haven't seen Floyd Mayweather fight in over a decade. Because he was fighting a guy who's never boxed before. He was playing with him. He knew to put on a show. And because this is
one punch in the first round?
Yeah.
One punch.
He was
letting Conor go out there and gas himself out. He knew he's just baiting.
Well, that was the whole thing anyway. Like everybody was saying then. That's what happened.
And the thing is, if Conor would have had the proper training and the proper guidance in his camp to not be 170 pounds when he was fighting Floyd Mayweather, this fight could have gone to a decision. He could have gone all the way and possibly had a chance. I mean, obviously not on these judges' scorecards.
Yeah, judges,
but even if he would have gone to a decision and Mayweather would have got it, there could have been an outrage. You know, it would have been better for him. But the fact that he gassed after 25 minutes is pretty, you know, like, dude, you're a professional. This is a $100+ million fight for you. What are you doing?
Like, how do you not have enough cardio to get through the 36 minutes is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the real big fight of the century, or, you know, we got Triple G, we got Canelo coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, but overall, I will say it was entertaining. And if anybody who did not listen to us last week and the week before and the week before since this fight was announced and bet on McGregor a ton of money, you're morons.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that I do not have to eat a shoe. Without a doubt.
Oh,
that was my favorite thing from the weekend.
I just wonder what kind of shoe you'd have.
I would have eaten a Jordan.
Down.
A Jordan.
Very, wow, you fancy son of a bitch.
You know? Ooh, look at
Only
you.
The finest. It's the caviar of shoes.
The Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I would have found like the oldest Jordan possible. Worn by a bum.
Oh.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Top stories on the way. Also, we're going to play the voicemails back for the very first time this morning. If you want to get a message in there, 702-889-7352.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. I mean, some CNC Music Factory to kick off this Monday morning. I'm not mad at that.
Hey,
right?
What's going on? That was wonderful.
Are you familiar with the CNC Music Factory, Sylvia?
Okay. Everyone knows that song, right?
Well, I'm just checking. So. I'm just checking. Not everybody might not.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Just want to let Mahoney know, don't get jealous, but I got McGregor in the back of my truck, and I'm petting him like a puppy, and, but don't get it wrong. You're the only one I want in the back of my cab. You know, I got to soothe him a little bit. I got to go down now, back down south again. So, Dave, Sylvia, I love you too. So, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Message deleted.
My guess is that's probably not Conor McGregor taking a cab or an Uber because he just won, $100+ million this past weekend. So, I don't know who that was.
I don't think he was talking about his like a cab or an Uber. I think he's talking about his truck because I believe that was River Bob. I believe.
I
think he wants you not in the back of his cab, like as in a taxi, like in the cab of his truck.
Yeah.
I think that's what was going on there.
He seems to be getting more and more drunk every voicemail, though, it seems like.
Speaking of under the influence while leaving voicemails, do you know who I met on Friday night at Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau?
Who did you meet?
The pet the dog guy.
You did?
Yes. He and he was dressed exactly how I expected.
Oh, no.
No shirt. A fisherman's hat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did see him. I didn't get a chance to
meet
him.
In his ear, he had like one of the little things that you use to attach your keys to, like a carabiner.
He had a carabiner in his ear?
In his ear with his keys still on it.
Well,
so instead of like hugging it to your belt, he had it in his ear. He had like a large hole in his ear from where, you know, like you had gauge earrings or something. Yeah. Well, but he walks out, he's like, hey, man. Good to see you, dude. We had a solid like 20-minute conversation.
Did you pet his dogs?
He didn't have his dogs.
No dogs.
If he had only brought his dogs to the show,
but he did have his friends, and they all seemed to be having a rip roaring good time.
Oh,
so it's great to meet him.
Good.
Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
question for Ian and Sylvia. So who looks better compared to each other when they're standing next to each other? Does Mahoney look better when he's standing next to Dave, or does Dave look better when he's standing next to Mahoney? Ian, Sylvia, what are your thoughts?
Message deleted.
Like a comparison?
Easy.
Really? You don't know the answer already? Mahoney looks so much better standing next to Dave.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That means the world to me.
What the hell, man?
What? No, it's obvious. I thought it was obvious.
Why is it obvious? What do you mean?
Well, Mahoney looks really good.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
so
really good.
Thank you.
Oh,
really good.
Thank you. I've been working hard. I finally broke 200 pounds this weekend.
Wow.
Nice.
I did. Yeah. I've been working very hard. 199.8 pounds.
Let's not get all caught up in your weight right now. That was a pretty harsh insult for me.
Just because I'm pretty doesn't mean that it doesn't make you less pretty.
Yeah, I'm not.
By definition of what we're talking about here,
No, Dave, don't tear down another man because your own insecurities.
You are good at
what you do. You are pretty. You are good enough, and gosh darn it, one or two people like you.
And you're great at making Mahoney look really good.
I was going to say Dave. Well,
thank you, Sylvia. Go to hell, Ian.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But it's so hard. How can you have us choose?
Yeah, I mean, who is that? Was that Nate that left that message? Was that Nate?
No.
Either way, how dare you try to divide us as a morning show?
We're a united front here,
son of a bitch.
That was hard.
And then Ian just right in the back.
That was easy.
Easy. Could have at least labored over the decision for a second.
Aww. I'm honest. Sorry.
That's why we love you.
We do not love you.
I like you, Ian.
Thanks, Sylvia.
Yep.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So you're probably following along with it yesterday. There is a disaster going on in Houston right now.
Oh, it's horrible.
Hurricane Harvey.
It sucks so bad. This is one of the worst. I mean, like the worst natural disaster the U.S. has seen since either Katrina or Hurricane Sandy.
Oof.
Yeah, so if you're looking, at all the videos, you're like, I can't believe that, all of these businesses and all of these nursing homes and all of these houses are flooded, and then you see the depth of the water on places like the interstate. I mean, there's one photo yesterday. You may have seen it at 610 and 288, which is
we took every day.
Every single day I drove that
road every day, which is an elevated road.
It's an elevated road,
super flooded,
and there was a Escalade. That had water all the way up its windows to the point where you could just see the roof of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's, 6 feet of water?
6 feet, 7 feet.
And that's just on a random road. So, awesome. Still own the house down there. No idea what's going on.
No idea.
Oh, my God.
Like, I mean, we've seen, like, the area of Houston that you and I lived in was a newer subdivision, but that was built in like the 90s. So they had an idea about like irrigation and ways to like get the flood channels out. But even then, like I haven't seen many photos of our particular neighborhoods that we lived in. But the whole city the little city that we lived in as a whole is flooded.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. Like I have a feeling that the house I was living in is probably underwater. There was a giant retention pool, like what? 100 yards, 150 yards behind your house?
Pretty close.
So yeah.
If those flood, then no idea. And everyone's like, well, you have insurance, don't you? I'm like, yes, but it's...
Can you imagine
Can you imagine the pain in the ass?
The paperwork?
And then also, even if you have insurance, like the deductible is still 1% of what the value of the house is, which, is like almost $4,000.
Yeah.
So I'm just like...
Yeah.
It just sucks, man.
It's a horrible situation down there. I'm really disappointed in the elected officials that they didn't get people out quicker because we knew this was coming. I mean, they've been literally talking about this for a week that there was going to be, 20 to 40 inches that was going to hit. And now it's just sitting over Houston. It's going to rain until Friday. And no end in sight. And the fact that there's, the elderly and the sick and the poor. I'm not worried about, able-bodied people traditionally. But, it's the people who can't help themselves. It's like I couldn't stop watching the news yesterday, watching them drive around in the boats, finding people who were, you know, water is up to their chest, and they're in their houses still.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. It is. I hope that FEMA and the National Guard and everybody else who's down there, I hope we can get this right. I don't want to see another Hurricane Katrina happen. You know, we haven't even got reports because it's so hard for the media and the reporters to get around down there. I mean, the news stations are flooded out. And
there's actually one of the news stations that had to
KHOU.
Yes, cease broadcasting because their building flooded.
Oh my gosh!
Like the actual on air studio,
like you can't
where they do
anything.
The news from. There's standing water on the floor and it's just pouring through the door.
You know, we've got friends down there who are doing radio and they have been in their building since like Thursday and Friday. People haven't gone home.
Yeah, they're just like hunkered down.
Just to try to get the word out because, you know, a lot of the time that there's so many, there's hundreds of thousands, if not, you know, close to a million people without power down there. And it's growing by the day. You know, so the radio might be the only way that they have to get information about what's going on. There was a curfew imposed last night to try to keep people safe. It's just it's just so sad to watch.
Yeah, it's scary. So breaking down the Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight is something that, you know, a lot of critics have already done at this point. Conor McGregor, by most accounts, did better than most people thought. But here are some facts that you may not know about things outside of the fight. Former UFC champion Ronda Rousey was probably one of the people that did not watch the fight. She was actually getting married on Saturday in Hawaii to her boyfriend Travis Brown. Mm. So, UFC president Dana White was asked about that over the weekend, though. And he said, tomorrow is Ronda's wedding. This is on Friday. She's really happy. She hasn't announced her retirement or anything like that. She's focusing on the wedding.
She's never going to fight again.
You don't think so?
Ever.
I don't know.
No, she was embarrassed two times in a row. Her ego could not handle it. She is done. And she's not a draw anymore. Like, who cares? You got outclassed by two people that nobody knew could tell you their names before those fights were announced.
Almost a total disaster for Showtime and the UFC Fight Pass. A good number of people missed parts of the fight, if not most of it, because it was delayed about a half hour because there was pay-per-view issues. That was because of a big surge of late purchases and connectivity issues. So a lot of people were really, really mad. On Saturday,
we couldn't even log into Fight Pass. Luckily, we were watching it on, I think our friend had DirecTV. We were watching it on that and got in. You know, there were some DirecTV issues going on as well, just because the ordering system was down for a while because so many people were coming in. But trying to log on to Fight Pass just to see if it would work, and it didn't load up for me until the third round of the fight.
How much was it? Like
$100.
But can you imagine like the nightmare that the streaming isn't going through and you paid $100?
Oh, yeah. People were furious. And then instantly came out and said, we're not giving refunds. And everyone's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, the FTC will get involved in that. And then there will be massive lawsuits. People who weren't able to watch the fight are going to get their money back.
Yeah. After the fight, Periscope was trending across all social media because there were so many people bragging that they streamed the fight for free on Twitter and Periscope and everything else. And last but not least, the fight was a success in movie theaters around the country. 532 screens, rather. $2.6 million, which was actually good enough for eighth at the box office this weekend.
Really?
People buying tickets
to watch
it in movie theaters. Yeah.
One of the other interesting things is the gate. I mean, the amount of money that this fight brought in. I'm curious to see what the buy rate is. It had to eclipse $5 million. I would think. You know, because how could the UFC and these cable providers not be prepared for anything less than that at this point? And if it somehow was less than that, you got to get a new business model.
Yeah.
Because how you're just losing millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Pretty bad.
Every second, but $80 million for the T-Mobile Arena alone as far as ticket sales, the biggest gate ever.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Yeah. And finally, a court in Florida just ruled, this is the world that we live in, that Facebook friends are not your actual friends.
What? You mean all those people? I don't know.
All those random people that are friends with the person you went to high school with that you somehow connected with. Yeah. It came up because a judge was ruling on a case whether or not one of the attorneys was an actual friend with a client, even though they barely knew each other. And she successfully argued there wasn't a conflict of interest because his client and the attorney were friends on Facebook. Somehow they'd connected over the years. And the other side was trying to bring up, oh, that's a conflict of interest. They're clearly friends and everything else. Judge said, no, you're not actually friends. Just Facebook friends.
Well, I'm glad that we finally got to the bottom of that.
Now we know.
But
the age-old question.
I thought I had so many friends.
Nope.
Now I'm so alone.
No one likes you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
My mom does. Tell me.
No, she doesn't.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Sylvia was very excited on Saturday. She was singing the national anthem over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Oh, Sylvia was also very excited about the pictures of Conor McGregor in his underwear from the weigh-in. If you miss those, it is nothing but...
No, I
Mahoney,
think it's Photoshop.
Mahoney says it's Photoshop. Photoshop.
I saw the live video, man. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
It wasn't that impressive. It's not some Tiger Woods stuff that we're working with here.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we do know.
I mean,
yeah, we do know. I watched the video. Those are photos. Those have been photoshopped. It's an application called Liquify. Trust me, I know.
But Sylvia's all hot and bothered over here. No, what I was going to say is that she was all excited about singing the national anthem on Saturday at the MGM Grand Garden Arena before the big three went off. Did she blow it or not? We have the audio and we'll play it for you next.
Oh.
X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So on Saturday, Sylvia had to sing the national anthem at the Big Three game at
Which
the MGM
awesome.
Grand Garden Arena. You got asked to do this, and you were super nervous.
I was very, very nervous because I've never, sung at MGM Grand Garden Arena or for
Big
any
deal,
like huge venues like that before. Yeah. So
did you get to meet Ice Cube?
I did not,
He did handpick her though.
Yeah, out of like five videos.
There's like five videos, and he decided that he liked Sylvia the best. Did she blow it though? Well, I have the audio here, and at the beginning of the audio, you're going to hear a couple of bleeps because whoever was recording, there was some people that were nearby them that were saying some inappropriate words.
Really?
Oh, really? I didn't even catch that.
So that's why there's a couple of beeps here at the beginning.
I was you shouldn't bleep out the national anthem.
Yeah, no. It's the people that are saying bad stuff at the beginning, just nearby whoever was recording this. Here's the audio of Sylvia singing the national anthem on Saturday at the MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Thank you. I'm always like really scared that I'm going to forget like the first couple of lines of the anthem. And then when I sing the part where I think I'm going to mess up, I'm in my head, I'm like, oh God. Oh God, it's slipping. Oh.
And then you pull it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's great.
That was awesome, though. It sounded fantastic.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So I kind of love it when people get interrupted while they're doing a live broadcast. They're trying to be all serious, and then something happens along the way that just takes them a little bit off center of where their train of thought was. Because you get some honest moments in those cases.
Yeah.
I have good and bad. What do you want to hear first?
Bad.
Okay. This is Stephen A. Smith here in Las Vegas this weekend. He was doing some shows for the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight. And some guy in the background just starts screaming F-bombs.
Oh, boy.
Sharper Floyd would have taken him out considerably earlier.
Friend of yours?
I don't know who the man is.
One more time.
A sharper Floyd would have taken him out considerably earlier.
Friend of yours?
I don't know who the man is.
Always always kind of a crapshoot when you're out in the public doing a live broadcast, especially if you're doing something as large as, you know, like an ESPN live televised production.
You never know what's going to happen, but you interrupted something.
It's in Vegas,
something.
Too, because people are hammered, you know, and they've been drinking. But yeah, Mahoney's actually been on the other side, yeah.
Yeah,
you've been the interrupter.
I've interrupted some Fox News broadcasts over the years.
There was one particular one.
It's the OJ one.
It was the OJ trial.
The first OJ.
The first time when he got arrested in 2007, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Down at Palace Station. Fox News was doing a bunch of shots from the courthouse, and Mahoney slowly walks by in the background with a huge X1075 banner. You can't even see Mahoney because it's, you know, he's holding it out like arm's length on both sides. It's just a huge banner. And he doesn't run through the scene with it. He just slowly creeps through. And you got tackled, right?
Yeah. One of the producers came at me, and then they yelled at me for doing it. I'm like, here's the thing, though. I wasn't like yelling or screaming. I was just walking through the shot with the
holding up a banner.
X1075 banner.
What do you want me to do?
It's a little guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, you know, we used to do those sorts of things. You know, like our buddy Hambone got on the news when the Michael Jackson thing was going on here.
Yeah.
Got the X1075 banner on like national news there. So I felt like I had to do my part and one up him by going to the OJ trial.
And you did.
You did.
I mean, I think the MJ thing was bigger.
Oh,
but you know,
yours was funnier. How about that?
Yeah, he didn't get tackled. I did. Right. Yeah.
All right, so this is the good one. Obviously, everything going on in Houston right now is really devastating, and there's nothing funny about the situation. No. However, some people are trying to bring a little bit of levity to it, and I can appreciate that. In this case, there was a news anchor that was doing a live report, and somebody just handed him a beer halfway through the broadcast.
If you're stuck in a traffic jam trying to get out of town, that could be problematic with such difficulty with visibility and... Here's a.
You got some Galveston beer.
Well, thank you. That will be nice for after we are done covering this.
I mean, with all the
sometimes
things that
you
they're
just need a
through,
beer. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The thing that they're growing through. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Ian, you can write that down. But it's good to have a beer. You know, just to calm yourself down.
A free beer never hurts. Even if you don't drink it right then, like he said, you know, we'll have this after everything's said and done.
As soon as the camera went off, he shotgunned that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Bottoms up.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
That was hard.
Have you ever had a hurricane party?
No.
Man, I used to live in South Carolina.
Thank God.
Hurricane parties are pretty awesome.
Oh.
Except when there's, you know, 40 inches of rain.
Yeah, it's less fun then.
Yeah. If it just kind of hits you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Ian, would you say Friday's show was the roughest show on you technically?
Roughest show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just a couple little snafus here and there.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah. No big deal, but when you screw up, anytime that you screw up, you have to go have a conversation with Tracy, our engineer, who does not like anyone, doesn't like other humans very much. Would you say that this is the most awkward conversation you've had with him to date?
Yes, with confidence.
37 seconds with Tracy and another round of top stories coming up next, X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I think it's a fair punishment when Ian screws up on the show. He has to go have a conversation with Tracy, the engineer, who isn't the easiest guy to have a conversation with most of the time, but especially when he's in the middle of doing something else. He does not like being interrupted. Like most engineers that I know, or IT guys, there's people that, like, their business is not to make small talk with people. Their business is to fix things.
Yes, they keep the lights on, they keep the station broadcasting, all the things that are important that we don't know how to do.
And generally, when somebody comes and talks to them, it's because they're bringing them another problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a hi. What's going on?
Yeah,
how
like,
you
hey, I brought you some donuts. No, it's like, hey, I've got something that's going to eat up your entire day because I screwed something up. In this particular case, what was Tracy up to?
I actually caught Tracy in the hallway.
Oh, very good.
He was on the way to probably solve a problem.
Right.
And you know, encountered me.
Good. Yep. Here we go. 37 seconds with Tracy.
Here's 37 seconds with Tracy.
What's up, Tracy?
Not much. How are you?
Doing okay, man. Hey, what are you dressing up for Halloween?
I haven't considered it yet. It takes a lot of thought and contemplation.
Well, I have a great idea for us.
All right.
John and Lorena Bobbitt.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm not going to be John Bobbitt.
Where are we going trick-or-treating?
How about Mountain's Edge? You know, it's far enough away that nobody will recognize us. That might be good.
Yeah, that might be good. I love you.
All right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You should try to scale up the creepiness. Be like, wow, those are really tight pants you're wearing today, Tracy.
That wasn't creepy.
You might really as well good. Just like start touching him, just yeah, like just, caressing his face.
Put your hand in the small of his back.
Really weird.
Breathe in his ear.
Really weird, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So this picture has gone viral now. As a woman, it seems very Florida. That's the comment that Ian made to me this morning, and it really does, but it's actually from New Hampshire, Franklin, New Hampshire. A 35-year-old woman by the name of Melissa from Franklin, New Hampshire, was arrested on Friday for robbery, and she was in a holding cell, and she decided that it was too cold in the holding cell, and so she wrapped herself in toilet paper in the holding cell, and now the photo is starting to go viral because in her mugshot, she's actually wrapped in a whole bunch. She's like mummified in her mugshot. So, well done. If you want to Google it, so you can see it. Melissa Natal.
That seems like a really good idea when you're thrown in jail for like being drunk.
Yeah,
and she was like, too cold.
That feels like that.
See, I would That's do what that. She said, yeah. I would do that.
You would wrap yourself in toilet paper.
I'm always cold. If that was my only option,
we get to TP you.
You can, yeah, because I'm currently very cold.
Right now you are?
Yeah.
Every
That's
day.
I turned up the AC.
Every day. And I'm sure you, in your workplace too, you have to deal with this if you have access to the thermostat, mm-hmm. which is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, the battle for the thermostat will inevitably.
Yeah, but I have it to 74, and that's like the highest you guys will let me put it.
Because any more than that.
Because it's 74 degrees. So
my butt starts to sweat any hotter than that.
Mahoney gets a wicked case of swamp ass.
Yes.
You know that.
Straight up swamp ass.
Yeah.
I don't know that yet.
I once saw a gator swim right out of his ass.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Ass gator.
Oh, God. Ass a gator.
But 74 is not bad. It's nice because I'm freezing right now.
Well, you.
The air's not even on right now.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm freezing.
Three of us.
Buy a sweater.
Like
I was going to go get a sweater.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to TP you? I'll go to the bathroom and get a whole bunch of TP. Let's TP Sylvia.
I'm cold. I'm really cold.
And then if that assigator comes out again, we're in great shape.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's chilly.
Shh.
Chilly.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Good Lord, what a mess. Boy, the blooper reel last week. Much longer than usual because it was just one after another. We were exceptionally bad last week. And the only reason I'm playing this again is because I want to remind us to be better this week.
No, we already messed it up. I made a huge flub earlier. Ian
Oh, so when you flub, we flub. I get it.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, I know. When I screw up, you're like, haha, you screwed up, Dave. But then when you screw up, we as a show blew it. Got it. No, it's cool. It's fine.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Yeah, this one's pretty rough.
This is the blooper reel that debuted on Friday, and yeah.
What was the word I was trying to say? Was it astrological?
Astrological?
Yeah, I don't know.
Astronomical?
Yeah. So tune into the blooper reel.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
So a golden retriever started digging a regular dog hole in his backyard earlier this month, and he came across $85,000 worth of black heart heroin. Black tar heroin. Black heart heroin. Black horse.
Black heart heroin. There's a Moose Jaw website?
Yeah, I'm like,
that was an online shopping website?
Yeah.
Moose Jaw. But ModCloth is awesome. It's very vintagey.
It's also expanding online with the grocery ordering services.
Grocery ordering services.
I like walking around stores to see what I should, what I don't need that I should buy.
Mom did it, I mean, come on.
If what?
If my mom did it. Mom did it.
Some glorious acting from Mahoney. Well, can we piece this all together to make a masterpiece?
And Mahoney sounds fantastic.
Doesn't he?
Well, like I said, I am a little under the weather today.
What?
I'm a little under the weather today. I am a little under the weather today.
Yeah, but you're a good-looking woman also, too. You know, like, that's like what Snapchat is for, and yeah. Instagram. It's not for, like, you know, mediocre middle-aged men like me.
No.
It's not that's not who is... I'm not a lightning in a bottle on Instagram. You know, like, hey, here's a picture of a shoe. Here's a
what
photo I took.
Photo? What
photo I took. I actually don't want to give Tempesta very much credit for anything, but he actually orders a lot of nuts from China, and sells them online.
It's like
like My Big Nut.
Like a mail order thing or something?
Yeah, yeah. It's for radio stations in particular.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You got to be prepared. You know?
I bought one.
Yeah.
For my home.
You did?
For my home studio.
Oh, okay. So that way, yeah.
So Tempesta's nuts are at my house.
Are at your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Tempesta's nuts.
I will never, ever communicate via chat platforms. And I would never ask individual fans for money for any reason. Individual fans. I still don't believe you that legal shut it down. If they did, again, like, just forward me the email.
I'd love
just
to, like see to see it. Sure.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll hold our breath. Until, you know, now you'll be looking for a new morning show because we're going to be dead from asphyxiation.
Of what? Fine.
Asphyxiation.
No. Say it again.
Asphyxiation.
What
photo I took?
I am the one.
Black heart.
Black on Maryland.
I think you can make a pretty compelling case. We have no business hosting a radio show. Can't even talk.
That nut break was my favorite.
The nut break?
The nut break.
That was your favorite, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Get a message in. We are checking the voicemail again here in a couple of minutes. 702-889-7352. Also, if you want to hang with Mahoney, Friday over at Aces and Ales. Best damn drink night period is going to be going on. We have your chance to get set up with a gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces and Ales growler. Is that for Friday or is that for Thursday this week?
We're going to be there Thursday.
I'm a moron. So it's going to be Thursday because now
we're watching football.
Football season is starting. Mm-hmm. It's still the preseason technically, but we're going to be out there for this final preseason game with the silver and black. So it's for Thursday.
No, you're not.
Join Mahoney and I.
You're not a moron.
Join Mahoney and the moron.
Oh, boy.
It's a good sounding morning show. Mahoney and the moron. I'd listen to that.
It does have a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a lot of alliteration, and you could say in the mornings. Mahoney and the moron in the mornings.
Yeah.
But it'd be like
Mondays through Fridays. And then the crash test dummies could be our house band.
Done.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, Mahoney, couple questions for you. Dave, how's your house doing down in Texas? Is it flooded? Is it still there? Your house, I know you don't really care about, you want to get rid of, but still, while you're making payments, I'm sure you don't want it flooded. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Message deleted.
I have no idea if the house that I own in Houston is flooded or not right now. I saw a aerial shot of the neighborhood that's across the street, the Shadow Creek neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it is flooded. Like, it's a disaster over there. And if that's flooded, pretty good chance that my house is also dealing with some stuff right now. I have no idea, though. So I've been thinking about this. I'm like, do I, like, reach out? Because I have there's a renter in there, and I have, like, a property management company that takes care of it. I'm like, I just don't really want to bother them right now. I'm like, I don't want to make this about me. I'm sure there's plenty of people, and there's a lot of stuff that they're dealing with. They're in the middle of it right now. People are still trapped in places, horrible, like, trying to be rescued. As much as it sucks to wonder what's going on with the property that you own and to worry about it, it's not life-threatening to me. There's life-threatening stuff going on for a lot of people currently, and there will be for the next couple of days, so I'm not going to make this about me. Worst-case scenario for me, I'd have to file a claim with insurance and pay the deductible, and that'd be a few thousand dollars. That's the worst-case scenario. People are dealing with loss of life and loss of all of their property. I'm just going to kind of hang back and wait a couple of days until either they reach out to me or it's calmed down and everything kind of can start to get back to normal.
Yeah. You know, it's the loss of life. It's the people who are losing everything in this moment, you know, and it's not over. It's going to be raining down there until Friday.
Don't get me wrong. If the house would just wash away and they would just give me a check for it, I would love it. That'd be fantastic. I've never been in a situation like, I don't think it's like a car though, where it's like, oh, it's totaled. Here's your check. See you later. I think they just go, okay, we're gonna fix it. We're gonna rebuild the house on the property that you still own. So,
turn it.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't think they just give you a check.
Hey, you got flood insurance?
I think so. I guess I should check.
Oh. You might want to call on that.
Yeah, no, I actually think that you have to have flood insurance in that name.
Okay. Didn't she have a question for Mahoney?
She didn't actually ask a question.
She didn't. Mahoney. No? How dare she ask me a question?
Yeah, no question.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, David Mahoney. I have been listening to your show for a very long time. I am 16, and I think the first time I listened to it, I was like 8. I've been listening to it for 8 years. I've practically grown up with you guys. And keep up the good work. Have a wonderful day.
Message deleted.
That is really sweet.
That is sweet.
And it also just reminds me of how old we're getting.
We are getting so old, Dave.
Like, people will come and they're like, man, I've been listening to you since I was a kid. And I'm like, you're like 30. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This is good for us. Yeah. But it's very nice that they've stuck with us for that long.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, Ian, let's talk about this week's Ian's Interesting Individual. Where did you find this guy?
Fremont.
Ah.
And who is he?
Well, his name is Danny, but he is Santa Claus.
Okay.
Now, I'll paint the picture. I found Danny at 10 o'clock in the morning yesterday on Fremont. So, Sunday morning.
So, it was, Santa Claus, that's a very, you know, heavy suit, I would say, for most people to be out in the Las Vegas, you know, sun.
Danny actually did not have a suit on. He had a t-shirt that says, I'm right 97% of the time, instead. he just had the beard and the hat.
Oh, okay.
So, it's like a summer, like
a summer Santa. Summer Santa. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But he was hanging out there. I saw that he had a really kind of almost poetic sign. So I went up to him and just started chatting and decided to interview him. And he was a great interview. I like this guy.
Listen, Ian's Interesting Individual featuring Santa Claus this week.
Come one, come all! To Ian's Interesting Individual!
It's Sunday morning on Fremont's. We got quite a good-looking crowd out here, don't we, Santa?
Oh, yes. A very good crowd.
Santa, how's it going today?
Pretty good. It went really good last night because they were all sold out here because of the weekend.
Can you believe that? Mayweather, 68-0 now. McGregor, 0-4 in boxing. Unbelievable.
Right? Yeah. I thought Mayweather was going to get it.
So where's Mrs. Claus?
She's not around.
Oh, what happened?
We got a divorce. This is the official announcement.
Did you mess around on her, Santa? What happened?
Nah. She started drinking a lot. And once she got drunk, I said that was it. Because I don't smoke and I don't drink. I don't take drugs.
You're an awesome Santa.
I try to be. I got a saying out in the front here. I would like for you to read it.
All right, well, the sign says, Santa says, beauty may fade and skin grow old, but the heart that is loyal will never grow cold. Okay, are you Santa or Walt Whitman?
No, Santa.
Santa, I see you got a lot of tattoos. I didn't know this. He's got his ex on his arm. What does that say, Vicky? What do you need to do to be successful?
You gotta learn, listen, and go with it. I'm 71 years old. I was born in 1946, September 7th.
September 7th. Oh, you were born 5 years right after, what was that, Pearl Harbor?
Right.
I know my history, Santa.
I'm from Ohio originally.
How do you feel about Drew Carey?
Drew Carey? Eh, he's all right. I was a country boy, you know. I grew up on a farm and stuff like that. And I didn't really know what Sun City meant until I got here. I mean, Sun City was something else.
One more question for you. I know we just met. Naughty or nice list?
Both.
He said he doesn't drink or do drugs, huh?
Yeah, but kind of sounded like it.
A little bit.
Nah, man, Danny and a.k.a. Santa has seen some stuff in his day, man.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
I think I think he just had seen some stuff.
I liked him.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5. Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Do you want to go see Incubus? Incubus is coming to town. They are doing a mini residency over at the Joint starting on October the 7th, and we have your chance to win tickets to that show coming up next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, this just got a lot more stressful. I looked at the insurance policy for the house in Texas, and there is no flood insurance on it. And it's because it's not technically in a flood zone, but this storm is like nothing that they've ever seen before.
It's a thousand-year flood.
And I just found drone footage of the neighborhood that I used to live in called Southern Trails, and it is flooded as hell. It hasn't reached the houses in most spots yet.
But it's close.
And if there's going to be another 20-plus inches of... Oh, my God, man.
Can you take it out right now?
Can I get flood insurance?
Can you call
right
the
now?
Insurance company right now and be like, hey, my house technically hasn't flooded yet.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Oh.
All right, call number 10, get Incubus tickets. Oh, God. Developing an ulcer.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Kathleen is joining us this morning. You're a big Incubus fan?
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations. You're going to the show for free.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Have a great week, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, so do you want to play sexy or salty Spanish lessons with Sylvia? This is the time to give us a buzz, 702-791-1075. Mahoney will be playing on your behalf, but we have a nice little gift card and growler for you if you're able to win today.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Daniel is joining us from Henderson. Good morning, Daniel. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
So here's how this game works. Sylvia is going to read off some phrases that may be sexy or they may be salty. Mahoney is going to be playing on your behalf. He's going to try to figure it out. Are you going to be able to help out at all? Do you know any Spanish?
I know absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Don't worry. I'm feeling quite bilingual today. Mm. I know I failed last week, but I promise that I will do my best to redeem myself.
After watching
today.
That scene with Jon Snow last night, you're feeling rather bilingual.
Oh, I mean, he certainly squats.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
I just saw pictures.
You were watching it. You were watching the GIF on repeat in here. It was covered her whole screen, just Jon Snow ass everywhere.
Woo. All right. So here we go, Daniel. If Mahoney gets three or more correct out of these five, then you get a custom growler as well as a gift card to come hang with us Thursday. It's still the preseason, but we're going to be up there watching some football on Thursday at Aces and Nails, 2801 North Tenaya. So good luck to you, my friend.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Eres la mejor prueba de que Dios realmente tiene sentido del humor.
That sounds sexy to me.
Sexy is incorrect.
Oh, my God. Really? I'm starting off behind the eight ball already?
You are the best proof that God really does have a sense of humor.
Oh, that's sexy.
That's
no,
not sexy.
No, that's sexy.
Don't argue with her.
God is funny. Women like funny guys.
It's easy.
Ian, that's sexy.
It's not sexy.
Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, I agree.
That's sexy, man.
Shut up, Ian.
What?
I feel like you're trying to get me with these like
stop complaining.
Double meaning sentences and
it's
I'm the best
meaning.
Proof that God really does have a sense of humor, meaning like God was playing a joke when he created you.
You don't know
you're
what
so
that's
awful.
The intention of that? Like she read it in a very sexy manner, thus meaning it's sexy.
On to the next one. Here we go.
I think the listeners will agree that you're cheating me and cheating our listener
anybody.
Who's on the phone right now.
You don't
now.
Even know his name, do you?
It's Daniel.
Okay.
We lucked out. All right, go ahead.
Eres tan feo que de pequeño Tus padres te acariciaban con un palo.
It's, I, ugly and small. I know those words in Spanish. Gotta go salty.
Oh, no. Where do you know it from?
Don't ask these questions.
You're so ugly that when you were little, your parents spoiled you with a stick. Are you sure that's it? All right. On to the next one.
Okay.
Te vi, te pensé, te soñé, me enamoré, y no pienso perderte.
I heard something about verde. I do love that sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining my chest being covered in salsa verde right now.
And then?
My girlfriend eating nachos off him in a very seductive manner. So I'm definitely going sexy on that one.
Ew. Sexy is correct.
Gross.
What? How is that gross? What are you talking about? Salsa verde is delicious.
I know, but just the manner you were talking about it.
What are you saying? Like, you know?
She said, I saw
it's
you.
It's very healthy,
I thought
too.
About you. I fell in love, and I don't plan to lose you. Nothing about salsa, you creep.
Oh.
All right.
Well,
on to the fourth one.
Salsa on your chest.
Yeah. It's very smooth.
If it gets one of these next two correct, you are going to be joining us on Thursday. Aces and Nails, here we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Nací sin ti. Así que puedo vivir sin ti.
One more time.
Nací sin ti, así que puedo vivir sin ti.
I feel like she's trying to read that too sexy on purpose.
Well, because you guys are like, oh, you don't sound sexy.
When did we ever say that?
Especially when you do that.
Yeah, that's nobody finds that to be.
All right. Well, what's your guess?
I am going sexy on that one.
Sexy is incorrect. Salty.
No.
Oh, I was okay, born Daniel? Without you, so I can live without you.
Daniel, are you okay?
I am. I'm searing for Mahoney right now.
Daniel, okay. Don't you worry. I just did that. I knew that was salty.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Just so, it up for the
I'm just trying to create suspense.
Fifth and final
one.
It's
like the season finale. You know, you want to have the cliffhanger going, so it all comes down to this.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
Te peleo, te celo, te hago enojar, pero cada día que pasa, te quiero más.
I remember some of those words from the Taco Bell commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I do love a late night run to the border. And nothing is sexier than me after I eat a nacho cheese chalupa.
I bet.
So
is that all over your chest?
No. Oh. I don't get that nacho cheese on the chest. That one goes just straight in the belly.
Oh, I thought it was going to go somewhere else.
Well, it ends up somewhere else. What do you got?
We are going sexy for the win.
Doing
here?
I'm in my car right now.
Congratulations to you, Daniel. Thursday, Aces and Nails. You can join us out there. We'll have some ice cold beer. We'll watch some football. Final preseason game before we get into it. So very excited to have you out there. And then Mahoney and I are going to be at Aces and Nails every single week as we watch the new Las Vegas NFL team play. It's going to be a huge party out there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to be watching that. The Silver and Black going to be taking it down. So if you want to come out, watch some football with us, we will be there for every one of the games.
That's right. Daniel, congrats, man.
Thank you very much.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What'd you say?
What'd you say?
I said no matter what, anything you say is sexy.
Oh, what a compliment.
That's true.
Don't be a creeper, Daniel.
Wait, say mayonnaise again.
Too late.
Mayonnaise.
Okay.
Say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
You're right, Daniel. That was sexy.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
So reactions from all over the place to the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight this weekend. And the fighters' reactions, what they did after the fight. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Plus, fire crews had to extinguish a fairly large fire at one of the hotel casinos here in Las Vegas this weekend. We'll tell you which one and how many firefighters it took to put it out next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So as expected, anytime there's any enormous event here in Las Vegas, you always run the risk of there being some morons that come to town. And there was a guy that kind of incited a fight. I think he definitely did, but I don't know if he did it intentionally or not.
He walked out
of Dre's nightclub and took handfuls of like bricks of $100 bills and threw them up in the air, and it caused a fight to erupt because, of course, people were fighting over the $100 bills.
What an idiot.
Yes. What are you doing, man?
Like, that is just, I mean, Like, I can understand that you want to look like you're so rich that you don't care that you are throwing bricks of $100 bills in the air so that the peasants beneath you will fight for them. But I almost feel like that's borderline criminal because you're inciting violence almost,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The guys, of course, after their fight, went on to their respective after parties. Conor McGregor showed up over at Over the Win and did his party there at the Encore Beach Club. And they're selling tickets for like $200 plus.
Yeah.
Just to walk in the door.
I mean, it's a lot better than the amount you had to pay for the fight.
What do you mean? Oh, to actually go to it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so it's the biggest gate ever. But they're saying that there were still a bunch of tickets that were available the night of because...
Yeah,
because
it was so pricey.
They were ranging from like $1,500 to $35,000 at face value, and then they're reselling for who knows how much.
I think if I had to pay to get into either of those two events, I would probably go to the club.
I would not pay to get into either of those. They brought in $80 million at the T-Mobile Arena, and that's not even a sellout crowd.
They were charging like $300 to go watch the fight on TV at like the Chris Angel Theater over at the Luxor. It was $165 to $290 to go watch it on closed circuit there.
Which is unreal because you could just stay at home and pay $100 and watch it with 50 other people.
If you're out of town, you know, if you're here in Vegas visiting,
yeah,
what are your options at that point?
Yeah.
If you want to watch the fight, they're not just going to show it in a sports book.
One of the interesting things you brought up is how much money it brought in movie theaters, making it in the top 10 this week for the box office, which I don't think that's ever happened before.
To be fair, though, it was a really bad weekend for the box office.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
That's going on down in Texas with all the flooding there. And then, the movies that are out right now aren't really generating a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
And so next thing you know, you got a pretty bad weekend. But like you said, very impressive that it made it into the...
$2.5 million on that alone. $80 million for the gate. I can't even imagine the amount of concessions that they went through there as well. But the pay-per-view numbers, it usually takes a few weeks, right? Because all the reporting... It's going to be curious seeing the refunds and all that stuff. But I mean, this is going to be, without a doubt, the largest single day revenue generating sporting event ever.
Yeah. This weekend here in Las Vegas, 70 firefighters had to rush to the Westgate to put out a fire. 6 p.m. on Saturday, the fire activated the resort sprinkler system. Firefighters extinguished the flames. The rest of the way, the third and fourth floors were affected and evacuated.
Oh, man.
Oh, crap.
Fire department crews performed extensive salvage operations to minimize the amount of damage caused by the smoke and the fire in the water. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. But, I mean, 70 firefighters having to show up.
I mean, that is a lot.
That's a gnarly fire.
On Saturday evening, if you were driving anywhere in that area over on Paradise, you probably saw the plume of smoke that was going up. And firefighters, again, did an amazing job of getting that out as quickly as possible.
You know, big ups to the first responders and all the police and security personnel and the EMTs who were on call and working all this weekend. Because, I mean, this was like New Year's. This was like Super Bowl down there. The amount of people that are in town, it was absolutely insane. And the fact that there weren't more crazy things happening in our city is a testament to those people who were doing amazing jobs.
And last but not least, Floyd Mayweather was upset because the M Casino would not let him bet on himself at the sports book. So he tried to put a $400,000 bet down on himself. And according to the source, the concerns were over whether it was legal for a fighter to bet on anything other than a straight win. So it's totally legal if a fighter wants to bet on themselves to win because, of course, you're going to be trying to win no matter what.
Of course, yeah.
But he was trying to bet on a specific finish in a specific round. And that's where they're like,
that's a little too much. You can influence that outcome like way too, like, I mean, we have a friend who bet Floyd by, TKO in the 10th and hit it. And won, you know, I think what?
$1,200.
$1,200 on a what? A $100 bet or $200 bet or something like that?
No, it was less than that.
Really?
He had a couple of, he did over 7.5 rounds, over 9.5 rounds, and then a TKO in the 10th. And so he hit all three of those for like $1,200. But Mayweather was trying to bet on himself to win by knockout, and he then got angry because they wouldn't let him place his bet, and so he sent a friend to bet the $400,000 on under 9.5 rounds, which he would have lost.
Wow.
Yeah, right? But it was only able to bet $87,000 on it. So his friend bet $87,000.
And lost?
Well, he bet on under 9.5 rounds, so he lost.
Man, I want to be so rich that I can bet on myself.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should be able to, as a boxer, you should be able to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
Betting against your team or yourself, that's another.
But that's something. Yeah. Like, I didn't even think that would be legal.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, but to bet on yourself to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
But, like, as if the $250 million that you were going to make.
He wants more.
You need another $87,000.
Just such an action junkie that you got to place that bet. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Want to take the family to a Las Vegas 51s game? We have your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets for this upcoming weekend on September 2nd. The 51s taking on the Tacoma Rainiers. I believe that's how you say it, right?
Rainiers. I think it's Rainiers.
Whatever. Tickets to the 51s coming up next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, call number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. You want to take the family to go see the 51s this weekend. We got a 4-pack of tickets for you right now if you're calling number 10.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Just one quick message here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope your weekend was enjoyable. And Sylvia, you did a great job singing the national anthem with that beautiful voice of yours. But anyways, Sylvia and Ian, question for both of you. What is one thing that you guys wish that Dave and Mahoney could improve on for the morning show? One thing.
Message deleted.
Oh, boy.
I'm letting Sylvia go first.
I bit my lip. I wish Mahoney was more loving.
What are you talking about? I am the most loving person in this room.
She was more loving.
Without a doubt. Did I not send you a nice text over the weekend?
Dave sent it first.
Ha. Well, just because it's first doesn't mean it's more meaningful.
You both said you were proud of me.
I take that text back.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow.
If you're gonna paint me as a monster, I'll be that monster.
Tickle monster.
Tickle.
Ian?
I would not change anything about the show. I think it's amazing. It's the best thing in my
life. Such a cop-out answer.
Yeah, it's great. So, you guys are amazing. I love all of you. It's fantastic.
You're such a liar.
What?
No, no, change about the show.
Dave is still a little salty because you didn't choose him.
I got the best thing to change about the show. You know what I would change?
What's that?
That we'd get off at 9.
We used to get off at 9, and boy, that was sweet.
Working 3 hours a day. Oh, yeah. God, that was beautiful.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, you can make a pretty compelling case. Like, clearly we have spent all of our good content by 9 a.m.
We're just phoning it in.
We're just spent right now?
Yeah.
I'm used up. Got nothing else to give.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And turn my mic up. I'm tired of you guys drowning me out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Turn my mic up.
How? The crack of the voice there. Hold on one more time.
Turn my mic up. I'm tired of you guys drowning me out.
How sad was it that Bossy Rossi was not invited to your house for a giant spread like he thought he was going to get for the Mayweather McGregor fight?
Turn my mic up. I'm tired of you guys drowning me out.
He was demanding all sorts of things leading up to that.
Didn't he have a writer?
A rider? Yeah, well, that's what he was insinuating, is that he was going to have his people deliver a rider to me.
I wonder what was on it.
So I could.
I know. Shut down. I mean, you know what? A bunch of
octopuses.
I will say this. Despite Bossy Rossi's attempt to derail our tetherball tango on Friday at Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau, I still had a great time, man.
I did too.
That was super fun.
I did talk to a lot of listeners who were very disappointed that it did not happen. But the show was great, and we'll work on something to make it up to you. We won't let the man keep us down.
There will be another challenge between Mahoney and I. Ooh. I promise you that.
Yeah. Whoa, why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're involved in it too, Sylvia. You got to start
contributing around here.
Yeah.
You refuse to swim. You refuse to sing the national anthem at our show.
No, I didn't.
You said, I don't love America. I'm saving my voice for tomorrow.
I didn't say, yep. I don't love America.
Yep. Said all
I
those
America.
Things.
I was born here.
Mm-hmm. So this is interesting. If you are smarter than the average duck, you are more likely to do three things.
Are we talking actual duck?
No. Like if you're a more intelligent person.
I feel like I'm smarter than most ducks. Not all ducks, but most ducks.
How do you know, man? I feel like ducks are pretty smart. Like you just sit there and float around and thinking about stuff.
No, they swim in poop water on golf courses, man. All that reclaimed water.
Yeah, they don't care, though.
That's gross, man.
They got duck feathers.
They dive under there.
That's right.
I mean, I guess ducks don't get wet.
That's right.
Did you ever read that book when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Ducks don't get wet.
Anyway, so University of Rochester in New York found some unexpected personality traits and quirks that are also associated with people who are intelligent. Mm. You are more likely to eat spicy foods for breakfast.
That sounds like me. Yep. Definitely smart.
You swear a lot.
As soon as these microphones go off, every other word. Curse words.
And
definitely very smart.
Third and final thing, more likely to walk around the house naked.
Oh, all naked all day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I like to do my exercises.
Sleeping nude, doing the nude lunges.
Hey, honey, I'm just going to do some squats before we go to bed.
That's weird, though.
What do you mean?
Like doing like squats naked?
Doing anything naked is kind of weird. I mean, except for, you know, things that are designed for nudity.
But I'm just saying,
like showering.
Squatting or doing like any kind of exercise.
You don't like the nude lunges? You don't like watching men do nude lunges? You were just watching Kit Harington from Game of Thrones.
Sylvia has been a perv today. She's been watching Jon Snow's ass.
Like, Jon Snow's got a great ass.
He's got a great ass. Like
great ass.
Look at that.
That's a great ass.
That's a great ass. And then Conor McGregor's little McGregor. His little Irish buddy.
It wasn't. I'm just saying.
Oh, look at me, pot of gold.
Kind of
looked like a pot of gold, didn't it?
There were just these articles that popped up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you've been looking at...
They just popped up and...
Bling.
Oh. Hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
Just popped up, huh?
Just popped right up. And Sylvia's like, wow, I guess I better enjoy this while it's popped up.
Gonna leave this this GIF on infinity repeat.
No, I didn't leave it bing, on bing, there. It's bing, gone.
Bing, 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 bing.
I saw you save that to your phone.
I didn't.
See your screensaver. Is it Jon Snow's ass?
No, it's not Jon Snow's ass.
So is this a sign from above? A couple in Texas tried to get married last year, but their wedding was canceled because of a flood. They rescheduled for April, but had to cancel again because the venue wasn't rebuilt in time.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to get married a third time this weekend in Houston. That also canceled because of Hurricane Harvey.
You know what? Hmm. Probably should not.
Three
get
strikes,
married.
You're out? Maybe.
Or maybe just plant it in a place where
it's drier.
Yeah, like here, you know?
Dude, I'm looking at drone footage of my neighborhood in Houston where my house is that does not have flood insurance, by the way. Figured that out today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Sorry, I brought that up.
I wish I would have said
anything this morning about that.
It was, I'm no insurance expert. I just assumed that.
I would assume too.
Flood insurance, because otherwise, what are you insuring it against? I mean, other than like a fire.
Yeah.
Fires and floods are what wreck houses, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's what you need insurance for. Because the two things that kill houses.
Yeah. And so, I'm looking at the drone footage of the neighborhood, and it is flooded. So, where we are right now is the backyard looks fine.
Okay.
And the front yard, the water is creeping up the front yard. So, I can't really see the front of my house because this is drone footage just some guy shot of the neighborhood. The neighborhood is under mandatory evacuation, from my understanding. Like, you can't get in or out of it. The water is super deep.
The streets are like rivers.
Yeah. That's crazy. You could take a canoe down the
street. Yeah, there's no way you could back a car out of that. I mean, it is completely flooded.
I'm looking at like the neighbor's houses across the street because you can see those. You can see my backyard, but you can't see the front because the angle of the drone.
And your elevation's pretty close
to
what theirs is.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah.
And I see the water, and it's about halfway up the driveway at this point. So and it's just pouring rain down there again.
Yeah, it's going to rain until Friday.
That's what they say.
Oh, boy.
So,
anybody want to buy a house in Houston?
Yeah, anyway. And so I reached out to a friend who's an insurance agent. And I'm like, hey, can I like call and get insurance right now? He's like, no, that's not how it works. He's like, once the storm even started to form in the Gulf, they probably put a moratorium on being able to like add any new insurance to policies because they just want to, if there's like some impending doom, the insurance companies don't want to get crushed, and so they just go, no, we're not going to take any new policies, and you can't, you know, lower your deductible or any of that stuff.
And it wasn't like you voluntarily chose to not, like, get flood insurance. You thought it was included.
I just thought it was included,
I thought it was, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Son of a bitch.
That just sounds like a nightmare.
It's a nightmare, and it's unfolding right in front of my eyes, and I can't do a damn thing about it.
I mean, we can take off the rest of the week, man. I'll go down there. We'll sandbag that bitch.
I mean, where are we going to get sandbags?
Here in Las Vegas.
We're going to get sandbags and what, drive them there?
Yeah. I mean, we can't fly. The airport's completely
closed.
Like, seriously.
But
we
can't drive into his house.
We'll get a boat, too. We'll run a boat. Get a flat-bottom boat.
Just take a...
Dude.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Like, if you don't have insurance on your house,
yeah.
Like...
God,
they would understand. Like, the audience would understand, like, of us taking off the week to go down there and sandbag it. Like, let's rent a boat. Let's rent a U-Haul. Rent a boat. Fill that bitch up. Let's go to Home Depot. Fill that bitch up with as many sandbags as we can. We'll drive down there.
Get a life jacket
for me. We could get down there in a day. You and I, if we tag teamed it, we could get down there in a day. We get down there in 23 hours.
Sylvia, you're not going to come help?
Yeah. I said, get a life jacket for me.
Oh, so you don't drown.
No, she's going to drown. We cannot bring her. That is 100% a liability. One thing, swimming at Mandalay Bay Beach.
Can we insure the Sylvia?
The Sylvia?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Wow.
Probably not.
Yeah. Wow. Has to hold some value to insure it.
Wow.
No, she's priceless. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww, liar. That's why I wish you were more loving.
Mm. Here's Lord.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is it, like Beetlejuice? We say his name three times in a row, and then magically he appears.
Bossy Rossi just shows up in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Why are you laughing? Like, what is...
He's so bad.
What is wrong with you, man?
I'm so sorry that your million-dollar house in Texas is about to get flooded out.
It's not a million-dollar house.
It's too bad that you've only got two other million-dollar homes to fall back on.
I don't have two other million-dollar homes.
Oh,
you combine the value of all of the house, both of my houses, and it's not $1 million.
By the way, I'm very, very sorry, but I cannot approve your time off for the rest of the week.
You came in here to tell me. Have you seen the picture? Like, this is my neighborhood.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it doesn't have flood insurance.
No flood. Like, they're getting 20 more inches.
Yeah. I feel bad for those
people. It's going to be a total loss.
I'll donate to the Red Cross. But here's the
thing. Oh, God.
It's like one minute you have this house, and then the next you don't.
Look at him.
Kind of like one minute I had VMA tickets, and the next I didn't.
Oh. It's a house versus VMA tickets.
You didn't even pay for those VMA tickets.
He paid for the...
It's karma.
He paid for that house.
$1 million.
I did not pay $1 million for this house. Although if I did, it would make it somehow worse. So the fact that you think it's $1 million house that doesn't have flood insurance and it's getting flooded right now makes you even more of an ass. You just snort.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time to give away what I think is a very cool prize. We've got some passes, exclusive passes, into the X107.5 Downtown Soundhouse in the Real World Suite at Gold Spike, which, of course, is all part of Life is Beautiful. There's going to be a bunch of artists coming by and doing meet and greets and acoustic performances from those artists that are performing at the festival.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. I mean, the Soundhouse that we've done in years past is always, I mean, so many bands roll through, and it's just, you know, it's a chance to, like, you can't get anywhere else. You can't buy tickets like this.
You just get to hang with them up close and personal. It's a very exclusive experience.
There's going to be some performances, too, probably, and it's just going to be a damn good time.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney and the... I'd listen to that.
It does have a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a lot of alliteration, and you could say in the mornings. Mahoney and the... In the mornings.
Yeah.
And then the Crash Test Dummies could be our house band.
Oh.
So we decided on a new show name today, and it's Blank and Mahoney in the Morning. What is it? 702-791-1075. Again, if you give us a buzz right now and you know the answer, then we're going to give you an exclusive pair of passes to X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse Live, the Real World Suite.
Damn it! Sylvia, you keep looking at me weird. Stop
it.
Why?
I'm sorry, because like your right lid looks a little puffy.
You're looking at my eye weird? Like, the audience can't see my eye.
I know, but I can.
Okay. What's the matter with his eye?
I don't know.
It just looks like a little puffy.
It's just a very trying day, you know? We got a lot of stuff going on. We got to get through this.
It just looks puffy, like something bit you.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Bit me. Hold it together, man. You're messing me up.
I'm thinking about the butt.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Did you see Kit Harington's butt?
Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I missed that part.
Okay. Good.
Good.
I didn't.
All right. So, I saw it. What is the name that we came up with, a new name for the show?
Moron.
That's right. Mahoney and the Morons in the morning. Woo!
You got to do the
That's right. I like the sound of that, man. Huh. I'm going to put that in my next contract.
Doesn't sound pervy at all.
What is your name, sir?
Dustin.
Dustin, congratulations to you, man. X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse live at the Real World Suite at the Gold Spike. It's going to be going on for a few days, and you are going to be there hanging with us. So congratulations to you, man.
Far out. I got tickets for Sunday, so I'm
nice.
Super stoked.
Yeah, right on, yeah, brother.
Thank you for listening, man. We appreciate you. All right.
That's a new show.
Crappy.
Is it crappy?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Right. Whoa.
Sorry.
All right, that's going to do it for us.
Thrusted his pelvis.
Very aggressive there.
I'm exhausted.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Maybe. Ow.
We'll see.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.